Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Transformation Cafe. We got a few of our regulars scooting up to the table, and I'm so glad we have our full crew tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm Mr. Jamie. That'll work, I guess. I'm okay.
You're okay. You're fabulous. What do you mean you're okay? You're fabulous.
Right.
Yeah, we missed him last week. Last week, Jamie was just going away. He had a family visit that he did, and we missed him. But we are back. Glad that you were back and able to hang out with us here at the cafe. Miss Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm actually doing really well.
You're doing really well. That's great. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
It's a lovely day. It was so warm up in Riverside, and now it's so nice and cool and chilly and rainy down in San Diego.
Oh, my gosh, you guys have rain?
It seems like it's getting there.
Oh,
it's supposed
wow.
to be 70. It's supposed to be 71 tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good, because it was definitely a little bit warmer in Riverside. And I'm Robin Macevis, and I really don't introduce myself. I'm up in the Riverside, California area. I'm so glad to have all you guys here. So I was talking to Marvine today, and we were pondering about a few things to be talking about here on the show. And it just seems like a lot of people, I've been noticing, are seeking to move past a lot of different challenging situations they've had in their past, but yet really kind of stuck. And feeling that that's something that's been hindering their progress, hindering just levels of new awareness that they're wanting to move through. So I was wanting to kind of get, you know, what have you guys done to help yourself move past challenging situations that you've had in the past that really seemed effective and helped you to, you know, move through some stuff?
Are you asking us? Because my phone was, I was getting mixed messages.
Yeah, I'm asking, you know, what is there, did you guys find ways of being able to situate that? And I know Marvine has different people that she helps with her counseling and intuitive ability. So, Marvine, do you have something that usually seems to be one of the good suggestions that helps people to move through that? Just some difficult situations.
Well, I think, you know what, the biggest one is we have to recognize it. We all have a tendency to repeat old patterns. And some of those old patterns that are from programming, conditioning, things we're used to. And as much as we don't like to admit it, most of us are creatures of habit. We don't like change unless we control the change.
Uh-huh.
And in some cases, some of the things that we learned when we were going up from different avenues, could be school, could be parents, could be other kids, could be even a certain kind of rebellion that we encountered or went through because of whatever the reason. And if we're not where we want to be, then the most important thing is to look at where we are and what real steps can we take to get to that? And if that means, for example, letting go of some old past relationships, some pain situations we've experienced with in personal relationships or bosses or any number of other things. I think a good example, I use it with somebody today, as a matter of fact, when I was doing a consult and this whole situation with the Boston bombing is interesting because there are so many people out there that want to put all Muslims, for example, into the same bucket. That's not the case at all. The basis of the Muslim religion is very comparable to Christian religion with regards to ethics, with regards to honesty, with regards to integrity, with regards to a lot of those things. And there's always this, you know, these handful of people that can really stir things up. And that's part of what jihad is all about. And any number of other, there's been many religions in the name of war, and it's because, you know, somebody got upset and then they recruited a whole bunch of other people, and all of a sudden we have mass destruction in a number of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, if we can look at what isn't working, I've had a couple of projects, and this is real interesting because I think we all have a tendency to kind of go by something, and when I say by, I mean walk by it or go past it in our home, in our car, and think, you know, I really got to do something about this. I want it clean. I like it when it's clean, but we ignore it and we keep moving on. Or mm-hmm. I have to go through and throw a lot of things away. Or, well, I actually got a text from somebody today, and what she said is it had been reconfirmed to her that all men couldn't be trusted and were no good.
Oh,
and that's a good, okay, and that's a good example, because a lot of times when people do that, they keep magnetizing those same things to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even aware that that's what they're doing. Because mm-hmm. when it comes right down to it, you know, we are energy essences. We are electrons. We send electrons out. We sense electrons. We sense, when you take a look at a picture, if you really stop to take a look at it, or you look at your car, and you really look at the car, you can feel, if you allow yourself, what that is saying to you, because everything in its own way communicates. And are you communicating what you really want to? And I'm not talking mm-hmm. about words here. I'm talking about demonstration. You know, there's a lot of people out there that claim to be good people, but they cheat, they lie, they cut people off in traffic, they're rude. There's any number of other things. And the bottom line has to do with the fact that those are all behaviors in one way, or a lot of our behaviors, we know inside us, we can define good. I'm not saying what's good for me is good for you, but there are some basics that work. And mm-hmm. some of those basics have to do with you want to be treated and want to treat people the way you want to be treated. There's a lot of little nuances in there that most of the time people are so busy they don't even have time to slow down and get in touch with who they really are and what they really want for them. Because we're too busy doing either, you know, whatever our training says. You have to go to work, okay? You go to work, that takes up a lot of your headspace. You're raising a family, that takes up a lot of energy and headspace. But what really works is when you make some conscious choices to make improvements, because in whatever your environment is, the improvements that you make will affect and have an impact on the people that you surround yourself with and that come to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Well, it just kind of reminded me about, you know, when it always comes back to a relationship, any kind of counseling work and things like that, it seems like the one thing that they really drive home is the only person you can change is yourself.
Well, exactly. And too many people, and again, this, and I'm not finding fault, too many people try hard to change others instead of, because if we make little changes inside of ourselves and then we in turn, begin to feel better about ourselves, then what happens, and I, you know, I need to qualify here because there's so many different types of people, but if you do an act of kindness, and I've heard it used several times, you're paying something forward, and it can be something very simple,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times, even with temper, you know, we get frustrated, we might get angry. A lot of times it's because we're having to deal with something that's inconvenient for us to deal with, or something won't respond, whether it's a key in the ignition or a relationship, the way we want it to respond. And
mm-hmm.
subsequently that takes, again, it's taken up our headspace. And it's really easy, and most people are not aware of what's going on inside of them on a moment-to-moment basis, because their minds are running so fast, they don't even have time to say, wait a minute, I need to take a deep breath. Wait a minute, let me take a look at this room. And when I say take a look at this room, that doesn't have to mean there's anything wrong with the room. The room could be in perfect order, but you may not even notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are so many times that we miss things because we don't take that moment and we're not here in the presence. We're planning whatever the next thing is, or remembering something that happened an hour ago, or a conversation we had, or something about, you know, it could be anything. But trying to be in the here and now is a real challenge. And this is where your tomorrow begins. And it's the same thing with, you know, focusing on what isn't. If we're always thinking about what isn't, how can we get to what is or what we want it to be?
And well, one of the conversations that I had with somebody just yesterday was that he was bringing up with the coaching that he does that a lot of the things that get in our way of moving forward, when we really look at it and define it down, titrate it down, is we get in our own way based upon our own internal messages, what we say to ourselves, and what our internal message supports within our belief system.
Say it again.
And what our message supports within our own internal belief system.
Right.
So identifying those things are like the very first key before you can even move forward to make what you want to have happen a positive reality.
Well, and sometimes it's not even a belief system. It's an action that we have has become such a habit to us that we're not even aware it's there.
Right, and then when you go to change that habit and you look at where it comes from and emanates from, it does originate from a belief system or that internal dialogue and what we tell ourselves. You know, like, for example, if you always made something that you wanted to put out into the world and it just seemed to disappear, you may eventually develop that internal belief system that everything you create never comes to fruition, so why even bother? You know, it comes that it's patterned in. But then
right.
You get that dialogue within yourself that says, you know, well, I can't succeed because of blank, blank, blank. And so it comes down to that internal message and that belief system that internal message supports.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what do you do when you've got that kind of a situation? Okay, you're saying, you know, let's recognize it, see the old patterns, and letting it go on whatever level, you know, making those conscious choices and breathing. But, you know, I don't know, that doesn't seem like it's enough.
Well, it's always helpful to have somebody to bounce it off of, because anytime you talk, you get to hear yourself talk. And if you're talking and the word you're choosing to use, someone who is really good at coaching can catch some of the words that you may unintentionally use or unconsciously use that come out that you may not even be aware you're using or thinking, and you can go, oh, my gosh, you know, light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Despicable me, light bulb.
Isn't that a Freudian slip? I think that's a Freudian slip. You know what they call it?
Well, the hard part is most people, it's easier to look out than it is to look in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, that's always true.
You know, people are conditioned, and you know, it's always somebody else's fault or something else's fault, or something didn't work the way we wanted it to. And yet a lot of times, if we really are objective and look, even with some of the things that were painful or that were uncomfortable for us, those things were also opportunities for growth and new awareness. You know, there is a part of, we're a direct connection to a higher power. You can call it whatever you want. But the bottom line has to do with your creating, whether you realize it or not. And that's hard to wrap your mind around. And the reason it's so difficult to wrap your mind around it is because we never learned that we create and co-create for ourselves, not just the bad, but the good. And we've learned.
And depending on the individual, it may be more challenging than another. It's not always, you know, it may be challenging to get to a certain point, but you're going to have different people who have different levels of understanding and the agility to be able to comprehend more quickly than others, only based upon their experiences and exposures.
Well, I there's some truth to that, but I will guarantee you that every human being out there, in their own way, in their own personal areas, don't have a clue. It doesn't matter how far along we get, there's still areas where we all need to look at and make
Oh yes, we all need to. It's just I'm just pointing out that we're not, you know, some people who are listening, that if they haven't been going through the personal development process, or if they have been, they may have different viewpoints on their abilities and success levels. And so I was just pointing out to those people who may be new to this process that you're always going to find somebody that's at a different level than you are. So you can either look to someone else for support and see their progress and know that it's possible, and you can also see the people that are coming after you that are waking up. And so, you know, we're all in our own journey and our own level within that journey. So it's always good to look up and to look back.
Isn't that like a Buddhist thing where they have it where the one hand is, you know, reaching up and the other one is reaching down to help somebody else, you know, below you,
right,
to, you know,
well,
help
that's
them
only
up
after
the ladder at the same time?
That's only after you have your balance. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled.
That was a good call.
Got to have that balance.
Huh?
Got to have that balance. It helps.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, there's something to be said for people that are like-minded, that could really help you to keep a sense of balance about yourself. When, just like Gloria sharing about having a sense of having somebody as a sounding board, just to kind of help you to, you know, to make those, it's almost sometimes it's a micro adjustment. They don't have to be major adjustments in your life. It's just a little bit of a tilt here and there to really help you have a new sense of a balance with yourself that you didn't realize you could have.
Yeah. I had a conversation.
But, you know, if you go, what is the interpretation of balance? And I'm going back to Boston. There was, in somebody's mind there, they were balanced. They were doing what they felt they needed to do, even though a part of them knew deep inside they shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's a lot of times it's interpretation. It's influence. You know, there's a whole bunch of factors wrapped up in there, and you know, the hardest part to get. And you know, I think one of the biggest barriers there is to understand what words mean to the person that you're communicating with or who is communicating with you, because if you're born, let's just use the United States as an example, and wicked means really bad in some places, but wicked means really good in other places.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's a matter of, okay, what does that mean? And a lot of times I think we're even afraid to step up and say, well, what do you mean by that? Because we're afraid maybe somebody's going to think we're stupid or we're not smart enough. And yet a lot of it has to do with what our understanding of something is. And our understanding may need some improvement or some expansion or whatever.
Mhm. Mhm. So, you know, what's you know, when it comes to like having that really challenging situation that's been in your past, and you just don't have such a hard time letting that go, on whatever level, you know.
You got an example?
Well,
I
know of a person that they were having ethnic issues with another group of people. And it winded up being this situation where it really kind of, it blew up in their face when it had a member of, having a retaliation of situations where, you know, it's almost like they were looking for that thing to happen. It's like you were talking about it. They're talking about it, and then it seems to just, you know, manifest itself when you have these situations come up when people are like, see, I told you there's going to be this conflict, and here's this conflict. It's like they were looking for it to happen, and so it did happen. You know.
Well, and there's a lot of truth to that.
And there's also the ethnic pride aspect, because you need to always know where you come from and to have that foundation. But yet when you enter into a society where you have numerous ethnicities, you can't, you have to be careful of your word choices, because it can... You may be saying it in a way that is empowering to you, but yet it could be very insulting to someone who isn't that ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be construed as saying, well, you're less than I am. And so it's very important to pay attention to what you're saying.
It just makes it a challenging situation, because you're automatically looking for, like you were saying, you're looking for the negative results on something, instead of just being open-minded to something, that whole thing of making conclusions and assumptions, you know, really is like, you know, that like attracts like, kind of with the universal laws, that it winds up coming and reminding you, like, oh, here you go, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to call it karma or however you want to name it, it's something that will come back to you, because you're basically having an energy on it that's getting perpetuated.
Yeah, it's self-actualization.
Mm-hmm.
It's always challenging, because people, if they're really caught up in the emotions of who they are, they don't always take time to step outside of the picture to be able to see the frame.
So, Marlene, how do you handle people that really just look to perpetuate? I call it, you know, enjoying being in their own little dust storms. You know, they have some kind of a situation in their life, and they're addicted to this whole situation of just having to have a certain level of chaos in their life, and they want people to acknowledge the fact that they've got that chaos.
So, are you looking to fix them?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Maybe I am, but there's a sense of awareness of that when I recognize people around me who come in that seem to want to stir things up. And it's their personal lives and stuff that they want to share, but yet is it beneficial for them to be sharing, you know?
Well, if you've got an audience out there, you need to give specific examples. It's like self-actualization. I understand what it means, but how many other people really understand what that means?
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Okay, and the same thing with fixing people. First of all, we can't fix anybody.
Yeah, that's where I was going, because that was a tongue-in-cheek question, and it was one that I knew that Robin would get, because, you know, you don't fix people. You are not their keeper. And when you have people who want to invite you into their drama, they're basically looking for validation and for approval of their actions and approval for their being so upset. You know, and it's like, well, I'm right, and if you get upset with me, then I'm even more right, and I'm right to be right in my indignation. And when you don't feel it or agree with them, you can always notice their bodily reactions, their emotional reactions, because they will then struggle to get to engage you and enroll you even more adamantly than if you just say, you know, I really appreciate where you're coming from. You don't need to buy in. You don't need to say I agree or disagree, because either way, it causes more conflict for them. And after a while, that steam will dissipate, and then they may be able to start seeing clearly and to hear themselves speaking as you, being a mirror of them.
Yeah, this is a deep conversation. Like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be this deep, but this is really good conversation. So, it's just a very interesting, and along with that too, you know, looking from that, you know, you're moving from past challenges and situations. Another thing that came up for just looking at that is there seems to be an underlying level of abandonment when people are coming from that level of, it sounds crazy, you know, in letting that go, you're going to feel abandoned. You know, there's going to be a sense of this loss when you were just seeking to actually
give
move forward in your life.
Give an example.
Yeah, it won't be amazing for them. For them, it will be painful because it's something that gives them comfort. It gives them succor. And so by removing that, they are going to feel a loss. It will be like a vacuum for them, and it can be painful.
Well, just like an example, you guys, this is too vague. If you're on a radio show, you need to give specific examples.
Right.
It doesn't have to be personal.
You're someone's in a relationship with a friend, and all of a sudden that for whatever reason, that friend doesn't necessarily want to have the relationship anymore. You know, so there's that sense of abandonment of what, you know, did I do something or didn't do something, and being able to come from a point of having the acceptance of like, okay, well, I'm not having that relationship anymore, but still there's that sense of abandonment and helping yourself to be able to move past the situation of, you know, having that relationship and then not having it.
And I agree with that part of it, but I think there's another part of it, and I just walked somebody through a process that our relationship ended. And, you know, the toughest part is when something like that happens, and the best, and this is where it comes to earlier when somebody mentioned about looking back as well, is that if some of the relationships or some of the things in our lives that did not work out for us, and we may have been hurt or angry or some form of damaged at that time, but we wouldn't be who we are or where we are depending on the way we looked at it. And I'll give you an example, okay? I was kidnapped from a playground when I was 10 years old. I could go back and bag that and drag that with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that happened. Okay, I was on the other side of it was I was lucky at that point because I wasn't violated, but I didn't know that, so I had to go to the hospital, and they did tests, and on a 10-year-old kid doing tests like that, and you girls know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that was them, and that doesn't make all people bad, nor does that mean I am going to live in fear for the rest of my life that something like that is going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that happen to us, it could be an illness. It could be any number of things. The loss of a child. I have somebody that I'm very close to that was pregnant and the baby died during childbirth. And when I got there, she was being strong for everybody else. I was not enabling her. I allowed her to grieve, but she mm-hmm. moved on, had another child, and was really okay. But a lot of people don't know how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't even know how to feel really good. without having to have a reason to feel good. And the hardest part is learning that some of the things that happen with a broken relationship, a lot of times that's just your own inner self's way of getting in the way in order for you to get to where you really belong into a healthy relationship.
That's part of the process.
And you know, the hardest part with that is to be willing to move on. I'm not saying don't feel. I'm not saying anything, you know, or even to look at it as a blessing. You don't have to look at it either way. But it is a matter of saying, okay, there's a reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, it's trusting. And even though, I mean, a lot of the things, as you guys all know right now, there's things going on out there that make absolutely no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Buildings getting blown up, people getting killed. There's all kinds of things that don't make sense. There's other things that don't make sense, too. People, you know, I watched today, Katie, and she's really good. But the neat part is that the gal, Dana White, created some kind of knitting materials, and her company just donated $1 million to the city of Dude, the Children's Center. The neat part about it is that's the opposite of a negative, but it still can be a real shock.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so subsequently, it's finding our own balances. And the one thing I do when I'm working with somebody, and I think, you know, if I have somebody that comes to me, you know, with whatever it is, rather than buying into it or playing with it, I listen to it. I listen to them. And then I point out several things in different ways for them just to kind of munch on it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a call the other day. Somebody wants to send somebody to me, and you know, and I said, okay, and she says, well, how often do they have to come? I don't do that with my clients. I have clients that I may not see for 2 or 3 years, and then they'll come back, because the bottom line is their growth and our growth and what we create, whether it's our personal environments or whatever, is up to us. I can't tell you what to create for yourself.
Right.
What I can
do.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're at a 30 minutes. So we just we've done the full show.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
I know it goes so fast. So if people want to get a hold of you, Marvine, what would be a great way to contact you if they have any kind of issues that they'd really like to walk through?
Well, I have a website, bitsofwisdom.me, and or they can call 909-794-8692.
Okay. So we want to thank you guys for joining us here at the cafe. And there's always solutions to any kind of difficulties that you've got going out there, and always a loving person out there who can make a difference. And basically just keeping your eyes and ears open and knowing that you're loved. So we thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.